You're sitting there, and I'm fairly certain you're very needy right now, aren't you? Maybe your pulse is quickening. Maybe you find yourself feeling very horny. And I want to help you relieve that. It's not good to be pent up, needing to touch yourself, play with your hard clit, playing with that pretty pussy, however you like best. I don't want to instruct you on how to do that. Rather, I want to tell you all the different things I'm thinking about doing to you. Because tonight, I admit, I am feeling a little more dominant than usual. And there is nothing more that I'd like than for you to be a quivering, needy mess beneath me, or on top of me, or really however, but you get the idea. So, I wonder what you would do if I were between your legs, with my head right in front of your pussy, with my face just right there. I'd probably take a few sniffs, really taking in that erotic smell of you. It's very mouthwatering, you know? Makes me want to poke my tongue out and very gently lap at your pussy lips, maybe up to your clit, swirling around it before pulling away, leaving you desperate, leaving you guessing where I'm putting my mouth next. Maybe I'd lean forward a little bit more, tricking you into thinking I'm gonna take your clit entirely into my mouth, but instead I kiss at the inside of your thighs and lick there, right at that crease. Are you already whimpering? Are you already writhing? Eager for my touch, eager for me to get you off, to make you come? Because you're not gonna get that right now. You need to be a patient, good girl for me. And if you can do that, you will be wonderfully rewarded. But I can't guarantee that if you disobey me. Or if you get a little too eager. And you don't really take in what I want to do to you. So just listen to what I tell you. Imagine it. I want you to get off, but you're gonna come because of me, and until I tell you you can, you're not going to, so don't even think about it. Maybe me saying all these things is getting you right to the edge, and if it is, you better fucking stop it. That's a good girl. Otherwise, you really like my mouth, don't you? You love the soft wetness of my tongue and my lips pressing against your delicate, pretty pussy, don't you? You really love when I go down on you. I could do it for hours if I really wanted to, and I'd love to, but much as that thought makes my mouth water, I can't deny. Your pussy feels exquisite under my fingers. I love taking my fingers, teasing those pretty lips, rubbing your pretty clit, touching you in the ways that drives you fucking wild. Are you getting all horny just thinking about it? Are you bucking into your hand, thinking of my hand there instead? Are you all excited? Because you want me to touch you, you want me to get you off. You're desperate for me to make you come, aren't you? And it's too bad because you still can't come. You feel exquisite and it's very easy to tell when you're getting so horny. I can feel it through the hardness of your clit and how swollen those pretty pussy lips get for me, but I still will not let you come yet. So you better listen to me. You better obey. I'm not gonna hurt you, but I am gonna tease and torment you a little bit. Maybe not in a physical sense, but in that sense that you're not gonna get that physical gratification you're seeking. Isn't that too bad? So you better keep listening to me. Be a good girl. That's the way I really like you. So obedient. Taking in every word. Getting so horny just from my words. It's pretty cute, you know. But you know, what's even cuter is a pretty girl like you. Taking that pretty little face between my legs, showing me how desperate you want to come, but not by demonstrating on your pussy, rather. You better fucking eat me out like you're desperate to come, like you eating me out would make you come. In fact, I bet it'd be hard to resist playing with yourself while you'd kiss and lick my pussy, right? You'd want to keep one hand on my thigh, but you'd want your other hand to wander down to that pretty pussy of yours, playing with it, teasing it. But you know what? I'm not going to let you do that. You better keep both of those hands on my thighs or on my ass. Keep your hands on me. Take my pussy in, that pretty mouth. Suck and lick it like your life fucking depends on it. Like your orgasm depends on it. Because it does, quite frankly. And maybe you're okay with me being just a little bit more aggressive with you, so maybe you'd want me to fuck your face. What do you think of that? Do you want me to buck my hips into your face pretty aggressively, rocking them back and forth? You wouldn't really be able to get much action in yourself because I'd be so busy ravaging that pretty little mouth of yours with my pussy. Tickles me thinking about what kind of face you'd be making, how you'd look up at me, trying so hard to focus on me and making me feel good, but those poor hands would get so shaky, wouldn't they? Yeah, you wouldn't want to keep your hands on me. You'd want to play with yourself that entire time, wouldn't you? But you know what? That's too fucking bad, because you can't. Because if you even try to move them, you're gonna make me want to take hold of those hands of yours and assert my control further. You would like that, wouldn't you? Now that I think about it. Maybe you'd want me to get some toys, maybe a strap-on, or maybe one of your favorite toys, and maybe you would want me to drive you crazy with it. Of course, I'm not just gonna let you keep your hands free entirely. You're not gonna use those toys on yourself. I'm gonna fuck you with them. And I'm in control of that. So if you're okay with it, I want to take my hand and take hold of your wrists while with my other hand I play with you down there, teasing you. Maybe using a wand vibrator on you or a bullet vibe on you. But maybe you like internal stuff. Maybe you like putting things inside of your pussy. And if you like that, well, I'd be very happy to fuck that pretty pussy with your favorite dildo or even with my strap on. And maybe you don't want it in your pussy, but you want it in your ass. I can do that too. But I'm still keeping hold of your wrists. That or you're going to keep your hands on me. No reaching down. I'm going to rub your clit for you. But you can't come until I say. How are you holding up over there? I bet your heart's fucking racing right now, isn't it? All these mental images are driving you wild, aren't they? You want nothing more than for me to make you come, don't you? And that's wonderful, but you just can't do it yet. You can't come yet. I want a chance to really cherish that pussy or that ass or that pretty little clit. However you want me to play with you the most, let me treasure that. Let me take control of that and leave you a desperate, whimpering little mess until I say that you can come. Because you can't come until I say so. And if you've been getting close, you better not be fucking coming. Because otherwise, I just have to force more orgasms out of you. You think you can come once or come twice or whatever without me giving you the go-ahead? Well, I'm gonna make you come even more times than that. Can your body even fucking take that? Do you think you can take that? Because I don't know if you can. But whether you can or you can't, I'm going to make that body fucking come for me. And I know that I can. I know how weak you are to me. I know what I can do to you. And you know what I can do to you. And I know that you want what I can do to you. And I'm gonna give it to you. But you need to be patient, because I like to take my time with you and really get you excited. Which I'm sure you already are. Aren't you? You want to feel my thick strap-on inside of you? Or you want me to rub you or use a vibrator on that pretty clit? Maybe both at once. Whatever you want me to do it. And you want me to do it so that you can get off, don't you? Maybe you don't want me to be so aggressive with my thrusting. And that's fine. Very slow and deliberate thrusts can be very sexy too. And if anything, I think that's how I assert my control the best. Making you feel safe, making you feel comfortable. But once you're right there for me to take, I fucking make it known that you're mine. rubbing slow and careful, or maybe hard and fast if that's how you like it, but making sure to thrust my hips almost teasingly slow in and out of you. Not trying to pound you, but I am definitely trying to make you desperate. And if some slow sensual thrusts are what's going to get you there, then I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to let you come. Isn't that sad? You're playing with yourself right now, I bet, aren't you? I mean, how could you resist? Unless you're in public, pervert. But if you are in public, you're a very naughty girl. Thinking you can just take in all these mental images while getting your work done or getting your studies done. You know, that's fine, and I commend you for that, thinking you can multitask like that, but what an awful idea. Because now your focus is all jumbled. You're gonna be thinking about me fucking taking you and making you come for the rest of that time, aren't you? Poor thing. Your pussy's throbbing and leaking. You need my mouth there. You need attention there, don't you? You need me to make you mine, to get you off, to get you all excited. That's what you need, but you can't get that if you can't even play with yourself now, can you? How sad. You have to listen to all this, and there's nothing you can do unless you want to be so much of a pervert as to play with yourself in public, and I don't know if you want to take that risk. Maybe you are bold enough to do that, but I'll have to punish you when you get home. Maybe some spanks are in order, but maybe maybe if you play with yourself and maybe you don't manage to come, well, you know what's gonna happen. I'm just gonna edge you and edge you and edge you, and I might not even let you come because you were so naughty for playing in public now, weren't you? But maybe you're not in public and you're just at home or in private and you're still playing with yourself, aren't you? Wishing that that was me playing with you and making you come. You poor thing. I know how hard it can be to not come when you're so horny and so pent up. It's really difficult, isn't it? But maybe you want to keep edging for me. Maybe you want to show me that you can take it. You can take me teasing you. You can take me making you this horny, insatiable mess. What a good girl you are. And if you've been a very good girl this entire time, I'm quite inclined to make you come. But I love making you desperate for me. I love nothing more than for you to be trembling and whimpering and begging. Quite adorable. It just makes me want to take more control of you until you can't take it anymore. Do you like that? Do you like me taking control of you? Do you like me making you into this desperate little mess? I'm sure you do. I know you do, but I want you to say it. Whether that's out loud, whether that's in your head, I want you to say it. Tell me that you love it when I make you this messy. You love me making you a horny, insatiable mess. Say it. You're so naughty, aren't you? You know, much as I do love teasing you and making you edge and whatnot, I think it would be pretty hot to make you come, and I'm pretty sure that's what you want. Whether you've been edging this entire time and holding off, or you've been making yourself come. I'd really like for you to come, though, regardless. Can you be a good girl for me? Imagine me fucking you however you want me to fuck you. With my tongue, with my hands, with toys, external, internal, I don't care. But I want you to come really fucking hard for me. Can you do it? I know you have it in you. I know you've been sitting there very needy and desperate, and this is what you've been waiting for, isn't it? I know you can do it. You just have to do it. You have to come for me, and I want you to do it. Soon as you can feel it in your body that you're gonna come, I want you to fucking do it. I want you to come for me, and I want you to revel in that orgasm. Be a good girl. Be a very good girl, and I want you to come for me, okay? Soon as you can feel it approaching, that edge, that wave, and it hits you, and it's crashing, let it fucking crash over you. Let it come. Let yourself come. Be a very good girl and come for me. Maybe one isn't enough. Maybe you want to come again and again and again, and you are more than welcome to, but if one is all you can take, maybe you should force yourself another orgasm. See if you can. I think that would be quite hot. But anyway. So, yeah. I don't know about you, but that's what I've been craving, so have I got your craving going too, or...